Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the 5-Minute Miracle provided by Beyond Purpose. My name is Stephanie, and today we're going to take 5 minutes to focus on how to use our imagination. In order to reach into the depths of what our imagination can provide, I want to ask you to step into a silent space. If you have a space in your home or office where you can detach from distractions, go there now. If not, stand or sit where you are with purpose. Get comfortable with your feet firmly on the floor. Close your eyes and take a nice, deep breath and hold. Now, let it out. Take another deep breath. Notice the coolness and purity of the air coming in. And hold it. Now release the breath out. Take one more focused, deep breath. As you exhale this time, make the intention that your breath will help push away all internal and external distractions. Wonderful. Our concentration today is on our imagination. Our imagination is a gift that allows us to conceive of situations, people, and circumstances that have not happened yet. We can use our imagination to our benefit or to our demise. If you have a pattern of thinking that uses imagination as a way to worry, you always seem to question why things go wrong in your life. You may say things to others, such as, "That's impossible. I can't do it. This always happens to me." But let's reimagine imagination. First, let's recognize that you have the gift of imagination within you. It is a wonderful gift to have, and every single person, including you, has it. And as much as it can be used for bad, it can be used so much more for good. Using your imagination means focusing only on thoughts that make you feel good, that make you whole, and that make you the reflection of love that you want to give to the world. Ask yourself these questions. What makes me feel good? What makes me feel complete? How can I show love to others? Take the time to think about these questions today. And allow your imagination to fill with thoughts of your desired life. Write them down and plan on how to make them happen. It is your time to take your imagination out of your head and make it a part of your everyday reality. Take it one day at a time. One idea at a time. you can have anything you want. You can have anything you want. This is Beyond Purpose bringing you your 5-minute miracle. Have a wonderful day.
Assalamu alaikum, peace and blessings. I pray that everyone is well and you are in the best of health and spirits. I am your sister, Denise Renee Muhammad, coming on for another edition of the Health and Wellness Power Hour with myself and my co-host, Brother Sean Ali. Tonight, our topic is part two on how to cultivate self-love, how to cultivate self-love. So I'm going to bring my partner on, Brother Sean, so he can lay the base, the foundation of the show. Brother Sean, are you there?
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Good afternoon, family and listening audience, our brothers and sisters. You know, we thank you for tuning in with us as we go into cultivating our self-love and the importance of it, because, I mean, it's basically the catalyst for everything we do. And our health,
right,
whatever present health condition you're in, is based on your self-love.
Mm-hmm.
And as horrible as that can sound, because a lot of us are really sick and a lot of us really think that we love ourselves. But the love of self, I mean, you can't have love without God. So you can't have the love of self without God, and not just the concept of God, but the concept that you are God. And that's where the cultivation of the self-love is needed. We have to learn how to love ourselves enough to see God in ourselves. We got to get past all of, in psychology, they call yourself the self. And the concept of self is first formulated when you're a child, because we're not born with a concept of who we are. We are taught that by our parents and guardians and those that are older than us that have an impact on us. And this shapes how we think of ourselves as well as how we love ourselves. And since a lot of us are raised up in the same type of conditions, there's no teachings of love. There's no methods that we do to pass on the cultivation of love. Because we don't pass on, a lot of us still partake in the slave foods. A lot of us still partake in the slave traditions. A lot of us still partake, right, you see, so it's like we were made to incorporate those things in our life because it would change us from who we were. So those are tools to make us other than ourselves. So when we look at the health status of the black nation here in America, we lead in every negative major health category. So we can see that there is no love of self in the individual or in the nation of black people. So that's because if we did, like I said, you can't love yourself and kill yourself at the same time. That's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
And diabetes, heart blood pressure, I mean, high blood pressure, hypertension, cancer. See, all of these are death.
Yes, sir.
So it's important, and these are because of your lifestyle, your diet, and your amount of activity. Your lifestyle causes these. So if we love ourselves, we would automatically be ingrained with the routine of eating to live.
Mm-hmm.
We would automatically be self-motivated to go exercise.
Exactly.
So, I mean, and this is from being Black, being raised Black. This is on the inside looking in. And then when I study these sciences, I have a light bulb moment like, oh, that's what it is. Oh, God is love. Black people, we don't know who God is. So therefore, we really don't know what love is. And therefore, we really cannot make manifest the true love of ourselves.
Right.
So, and that's the importance of this show, because with the oils that you have, love is mental. I mean, it's an emotion. Emotions are mental also. I mean, it's thoughts.
Right.
It's ideas. So Right. So
thoughts,
we can't separate love from mental. You
exactly.
And those, love is a word. So you have to think the word to say the word. See, so right. When we're looking at what could prevent our mental from developing God and love, we have all of these outside influences.
Mm-hmm.
And when you got a substance that comes from God that can help you block out and resist and repel these outside influences, now you don't have anything that will take your focus away from loving yourself.
Right.
So if you think you are hungry and only thing that you have available is something that's destructive, we have an element from God that can help you relieve yourself mentally of hunger. And in the same time, you make yourself satisfied, and you save your life.
Right, exactly.
So I know you got some oils ready for us. I really want, because last week we really didn't get a chance to go into a lot of the oils and the physical solutions that we have that can help us reinforce the mental and spiritual activities of creating love. Because we're cultivating.
Right.
To cultivate your mind, we need all of the tools that
tools
are made for the mind. And the essential oils made for your mind.
That's right.
Give us something, sis.
Yeah, these essential oils, they are, like Brother Sean said, they are from God. They're plant-based. They're, you know, the life essence of the plant. So I coined the term life essences because that's what they are. And essential oils can impact your memory because they go, when you inhale an essential oil, within 22 seconds, those molecules hit the limbic portion of your brain, which is the seat of your emotions, and it controls your heart rate and other functions. But the essential oils, and you know, your sense of smell is the only sense that's linked directly to your brain, your limbic system. So that's why it works so fast to, once it hits that portion of your brain, it helps you to, that brain fog, it lifts, and brain fog is real. Actually, the science on that is that on your cells have receptor sites, and those receptor sites get, for lack of a better word, clogged up because of all the toxins that we inhale and all the toxins that are in our environment, in our food. So those receptor sites get clogged up, and that's what causes the brain fog. Well, when you inhale an essential oil, it goes to that portion of your brain, and it clears, it detoxes that part, your receptor site, so you can think clearly. It actually does lift that brain fog, and it also helps to control essential oils is one of the fastest ways to create physiological and psychological benefits. And it helps to decrease anxiety, anger, and even fatigue. And also, as Brother Sean was saying, it goes to the satiety portion of your brain. So you can inhale peppermint oil, and it's going to help you have that satiety plus that mental clarity. So that's how it works, you know, in relieving that or giving you that mental clarity so that you can think better. And when you look at your reflection in the mirror, you can see who you are and love yourself. You know, we're not seeing who we are because of all that stuff that's in our heads that shouldn't be there, that we need to clear, you know, get that mental clarity so we can see ourselves as we are, and we are gods.
Yes, yes. And I see, and wow. See, and that's the science of, and we got to understand, you know, the things that we do in our life. I mean, it's based, like I said, the love of ourself is the catalyst for everything we do. And the love of ourself is directly rooted in God and the knowledge of God. And it is rooted in the belief not only in God, but the belief in you are God.
Right.
And everything that we do, it's either going to be in accord with that, or it's going to be what they call an escape. It's going to be partaking in excitement, substances, comfort, avoidance, people, emotionalism, or sex, escapes. And all of these are rooted in trying to fulfill the lack of knowledge of self. The lack of knowledge of God, which produces a lack of self-love. So we involve ourselves in exciting events and drama-filled events that produce a similar sensation that the love of self, that you knowing who you God is exciting. When you know that you are God, that excites you like nothing. When you're a baby, you know this as a baby. That's why if you do anything, you put anything in your mouth, you climbing up, you sticking your fingers in, you are God. You are experimenting. That's how God creates.
Exactly.
He experiments. See, so it is the parent that tells you to stop, stop, no, stop, no, stop, stop, no. And now we lose touch with that God that we are, and we start to fall and live by the definitions of others, which is our guardian parents and other people that's in teacher leadership roles in our life.
Right.
And this is where we lose the cultivation of the love of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We lose that science because we begin to operate on what others that are in charge. So as adults, that's our opportunity to begin the cultivation of our self-love,
right?
Because we no longer have to live under the definition of other people.
Mm.
Now we can, all right. So now I know my parents,
right,
the things that they did, the things that I know weren't, not just dealing with me, but overall weren't good, eating me, anything. Now that I'm an adult, I can form my own definitions of myself.
Right.
And with the oils,
right,
that helps to help you to fight what has been ingrained,
mm-hmm,
in you for most of,
exactly,
your life.
Exactly.
I like eating a piece of chicken because when mama cooked chicken and I walked in the house, that smell, so I cooked chicken to try to reproduce that smell that produced the satiety in me,
right,
and made
feeling,
me feel loved.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
Right. See?
Right.
So, because go ahead.
That's so powerful that you said that, because essential oils, the aromatic or the smell, can conjure up memories that take you to a happier moment. You know what I'm saying? When you inhale,
yes,
and a lemon oil, it's going to remind you, it could remind you of something that, you know, in your childhood that was pleasurable. So it takes you away from that, you know, whatever you were feeling at the time. So it is so powerful.
Right. And it's a different, if we understand a craving, a lot of us have cravings. And a craving is essentially your body wanting you to establish yourself as God.
Mm-hmm.
And because we don't understand, because we never taught the language of God. We don't get it taught in public school. We don't get it taught in the Christian churches and Jewish, even in a lot of the Islamic churches. Mosques. There's,
right,
no languages of God. It's not in the family. It's not in the community. So we talk more about rap and sports because we think somebody that talk about God all the time is crazy, or that nigga square, or man, you a lame man. You get off that religious stuff all the,
wow,
time. See, we. This is the escapes. So when we don't understand the calling of ourselves, so we confuse that signal. So we find excitement. We find substances. We find comfort and avoidance in people and emotionalism and sex. We use these as main avenues to try to fulfill that sensation of God that we not understand it.
Right.
See, and that's with talking about basketball. You can see some brothers talk about basketball and football and get so excited. And they talking about other people playing. And they can, you can be like, man, what y'all talking about? We talking about last night game. Shit, I thought y'all was on. I mean, y'all over this joint sweating and yelling and hooping. And y'all ready to fight over. See, that's, if they were talking about, see, they want, their body wants them to talk about God. It wants them to talk about the cultivation of the love of self. But because,
right,
we have been desperate, see, we, it's a man. So when we got these life essences, when you find yourself in that type of situation where you are talking about frivolous, mundane, nonsensical stuff. And you don't know how to turn it off, but you want to. I don't know how to stop talking about the soap operas or the game or the rap show or the Real Husbands or the Real Wives or the... You, so when you need something to help you to flip that switch in your mind, sis, how long it takes?
Yes, sir. 22 seconds. That's all it takes. 22 seconds. From the time you don't even have to pour it out. Just unscrew the top and inhale. And within 22 seconds, so you can carry that around with you, you know, and whenever you need it, just unscrew the top and inhale.
Wow. You ain't got to use it. The bottle will stay full. Listen,
right.
You got what you say? You ain't pouring that out. So listen, the use of
right.
it is inhaling it. What? See, that's the, when we say, man, that life essence, man, sis, man, see, that's it. That's going into the molecule. How would you say the molecules do what?
They go to the limbic part of your brain, or those receptor sites. The receptor sites receive messages. So when it goes, the essential oils hit that receptor site. Within 22 seconds, you're gonna feel that clarity, and you're going to feel that satiety to make you not want to eat that piece of chicken or whatever it is. Whatever it is you was about to eat, you know. And the beauty of the essential oils, as we always say, Brother Sean, is that inhaling it, we're not compromising. You get all the other health benefits from it as well without compromising your digestive system.
Exactly. And if your stomach goes, you ain't got too much time longer to live.
Exactly.
But they haven't done a stomach transplant.
Right.
They not doing it. The difference between the life essence versus the plant. So that's what you're saying. The one of the benefits is you can have the lemon oil versus lemon water.
Right.
One is activating and engaging your digestive system before it gets to your mind, and one going straight to your mind without activating
your mind.
Your digestive. Wow.
Exactly.
See, that's it. See,
right.
See. And for us listening, we really got to understand this science. That they have collegiate courses that teach how to use these
right,
life
aromatherapy.
Essence.
Exactly.
Right, that's what it. That's aromatherapy. You got people that have to become licensed in this in some states to administer it.
Wow.
See, so it's not even like we just saying go to the store and go pluck this and then. No, I'm saying this is legitimate. These is thousands of years old. We've been had lavender and, would you say, frankincense
right.
is one of the oldest ones?
Myrrh, yeah, frankincense, myrrh, lavender, spikenard, all of those were mentioned in the Bible.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know?
So we've been utilizing this science. Even
that's
doing
why
slavery.
We have to, accept your own and be yourself. So this is not something that was made by the white man or made by somebody else, and we're just now picking it up. It's always been here. We just lost the knowledge of ourselves, living a beast life, and got away from what we naturally use and what we naturally do to take care of ourselves.
Wow. And I can tell y'all this, almost every plant that we know right now has been cultivated specifically by a man or woman. We don't know. We don't even know what an original plant is. A pink rose, there was none of these colored roses, that all these different color lilies and other blossoms. There was no such thing. These are people, even apples, varieties of lemons. The Meyer lemon was invented, cultivated by the guy Meyer. Listen to me now. See, we not looking at the Idaho potato is different than the Russet potato, see, these have been specifically cultivated for a specific reason. So when we talking about these plants, we talking about we not talking about no mystery spook god up in the sky that just dropped some seeds out the air and this stuff grew. No, we are talking about the gods and human beings form.
Right.
Putting their hands into the earth to bring out of the earth that which we need to heal, to restore, to repair, to rejuvenate. The only difference is during the course of slavery, before 1865, they made sure that we were stripped of almost every ancient knowledge that we had. So in 1865, Juneteenth, these Caucasians felt comfortable that we were so destroyed that they could tell us we free and we wouldn't go nowhere.
Right.
That's how they had us feeling. They said, man, we're going to experiment. We're going to tell these, and we didn't have nothing to, so we did the same thing. We go to their hospitals. They will tell you we don't have a cure. They will give you a generalized anesthetic, a general antibiotic, a general pain pill. These people have no, that's not specific. They have no answer.
Exactly.
So we talking about an answer. It ain't no just no liquid in the bottle. That is the essence of the plant.
Right.
That we put there.
And
so we won't
call
them. I'm sorry. You go ahead, sis.
I wanted to say, Brother Sean, is that the essential oils, they are adaptogenic, meaning they adapt to what your body needs. So you may use a bottle of lemon oil, and it might help you in one way, whereas someone else uses it, and it helps in another area. So your thoughts play a big part in it, because your thoughts shape matter. In the essential oil, it's, you know, it's in that bottle, so it's going to be affected by your thoughts. So if you're thinking negative and then put it on, then it might not do anything for you. So your thoughts and your intentions also set the stage for what the oil is going to actually do for you, because it is adaptogenic.
Yes. 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 And they have drugs that all drugs are. That's what the marijuana, that's what PCP, they increase what mood you in. Because the effect of marijuana is not the same, just like the effect of PCP is not the same. But it was predominant in D.C. area in the late 80s, the mid-late 80s, early 90s. That was like in what mood you was in. It would increase that, like if you was depressed, you were super depressed. If you was angry, you was like Incredible Hulk, and they would almost have to kill you because nothing else could stop you. I mean, same thing with weed. Some people get paranoid because they was already paranoid. Some people get happy. Some people get – I mean, it's not – and that's what these – like you say, with that adaptability quality, man, that's something that – and the other side of that is no matter what's wrong with you. It's not what they say that's wrong with you that's wrong with you. Because doctors are misdiagnosing people very easily. Mm-hmm. Because everything right. presents the same. Pain, discomfort. You did not, of any person that you think that has been diagnosed with cancer, they did not go into the doctor, and when the doctor said, what's wrong with you, they said, I think I got cancer. And this right. was a complete shock when they're told that they got cancer, because they was like, man, I ain't even come in here for that. I don't know what you, I just was hurting. I mean, this was hurting. I couldn't do this. Everything presents like that.
Right.
So it's easily to misdiagnose. So it doesn't matter what's wrong with you. Your body still has to heal itself, and it needs a clear mind.
Clear mind.
It needs,
that's right.
Yeah. It needs yes. a powerful mind. If you cultivate that love is God, nothing can kill God. So when you
right.
cultivate that love, you and you cultivate that invincibility. You remove your death away from you because God can't die.
Exactly.
See, that's what the love of self do. Man, listen to yeah. me. And when you got these oils and you need help in the process of you developing and cultivating your self-love,
mm-hmm.
these life essences will clear your mind.
Right. Helping you to be more mindful so that you can make healthier choices and you can love yourself enough to make healthier lifestyle choices so that you can live life and live it more abundantly.
I'm telling you, you hit one of them oils and look at yourself, you'll fall in love with yourself.
Absolutely.
Because you'll see yourself for the first time with a clear mind. We don't even wake up with a clear mind. We wake up with what usually was our
groggy.
Last thought before we, our last thought.
Right. Right. And
that's
if
why
anyone
some
has any questions, I'm sorry, Brother Sean.
Mm-mm.
If
ahead,
anyone
sir.
Has any questions or a comment, press 1 and we'll bring you into the queue.
So, and that's that cultivation when we have a clear mind to see ourselves. I don't have to put on makeup to see myself, and I can still like what I see. I don't
right.
have to have extensions in a weave, in a wig, or drawn on shape-ups and stuff to see myself, to appreciate and like myself. Because my mind is clear of these stereotypes. I'm not thinking about a
right.
rap movie when I look at myself.
Right.
See, that's I'm trying to tell you, man. You know how many brothers stand in front of a mirror thinking they Wesley or Denzel or the rapper or Gucci Mane or Slick.
Yes.
I mean, whoever is popping at that time, that we have been bombarded with that image. Brothers done bald their head because Michael Jordan bald his head. Brothers done grew beards because such and such got a beard. See, so that's how we flow.
Right.
So when we stand
right.
in front of ourselves, that's where our mind works on visuals, on images before anything else, because it's easier to picture an image.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You see, a picture is worth 1,000
exactly.
words. So that's better than 1,000 words to your mind.
<It's> gonna, right.
So you'll be comparing yourself to your mind. Listen, you'll be looking at yourself in the mirror, comparing yourself in your own damn mind. Man.
Mm-hmm.
And you will not like what you see based on the image that you produced in your own mind.
Isn't that something?
So we will cover it up. We will cover it up. We will cover it up to match the vision that we had in our mind when we were looking at ourselves with nothing on. That's what we turn ourselves into. You go to the barbershop, how you want your kid hair? Hit bop, 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 bop. Was that what you got? You go to the beauty salon, what you want? Oh, I want this, pop, 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 pop. And you look completely different when you leave. Either place. Completely different. Wow. Go to the makeup artist. Instead of enhancing what you got a foundation, you got...
Wow.
Then when people see you, you look nothing like you look, like yourself. You them create... See, this is how people... So you can't cultivate love.
Right, if you're not even looking at yourself, your true self is
pop
under
the top
a mask.
On one of these life essences before you, when you wake up. And I hate to compare it to the street stuff, but go ahead, take your hit of this oil. Keep it right there on your nightstand. So when you wake up, when you hit that, and then by the time you go look in your mirror, it'll be how many seconds?
22 seconds.
Now by the time you get to the mirror, you have a clear mind. And you, when you look at yourself, you won't be comparing yourself to a unrealistic image of yourself.
That's right.
And you can love yourself because you will see God. And God
exactly.
is love.
Exactly. God is love. You can love yourself.
What? Hey, family, get somebody, call our sister. Sister, let them know right now, real quick, so you won't rush at the end. On how they can contact you.
Yes, you can contact me via Facebook, Denise Renee Muhammad. You can also go to my website, bit.ly/Denise R. Oils. Denise R. Oils. bit.ly/Denise R. Oils. And all of my contact information is on the site as well. And that's how you can get in touch with me.
Yes.
And I also have books available on Amazon. You can go to Amazon.com and type in my name, Denise Renee Muhammad, in the search, and all of my books will come up.
Awesome. See, and that's what, man, family, we got to understand that. This world is telling you they don't have the cure for the stuff that happens to black people. They don't have a cure for AIDS. We are 50% of sensitivity. They don't have a cure for cancer. Guess who the leading cancer? They don't have a cure for lupus. It's an autoimmune disease. The cure is in you. That's it. They don't have a cure for high blood pressure or hypertension. They don't have a cure for diabetes. They don't have a cure for obesity. They don't have a cure for cardiovascular disease. These are all the things that we are now leading in as of right now. So no matter, I don't even care about how this crap started. I'm saying right now, these are all of the categories that we are leading in the development mm-hmm. of and the death mm-hmm. from. Listen, that's crazy. So they don't have a cure. So I'm saying that the love, that the reality of the love of yourself is rooted in God, the God mm-hmm. in you. And if you can cultivate the love of yourself, you will awaken and make manifest the God that's in you, because God is love. And once you do that, all God has to do is say be, and it is. It doesn't work right now because we haven't went inside of ourselves and dug out that force and power. All mm-hmm. God has you, we can't say we created in the damn image and likeness of God. You we can't keep throwing these quotes around from the Bible to say you are all God's children of the Most High. We can't keep saying in the Quran that God made the angels bow down to man and they bow down and we don't exercise this power. That's crazy.
That's right.
We run to somebody else when something is wrong with us, like fix me, and they like we fucking can't, and we still refuse to go inside of ourselves, knowing that we dying. We will die. Mm-hmm. We would rather die.
Wow.
We would rather die. Messed up, getting burnt through chemotherapy with these crazy ass pills. We would rather torture ourselves and die than to turn to the God in ourselves and damn it, heal ourselves.
That's right.
Because all God got to do is say be and it becomes. That's the difference between death and life.
Mm-hmm.
Man. When we got these oils, man, that can help you clear your mind of the bull crap of this world that has been fed to us. I'm saying when you got that opportunity, you have to. You got to, man, or you're going to die. Don't give me that crap. Everybody got to die anyway. Show me that on one verse, on one death certificate. So point out one death certificate where the cause of death is because everybody got to die. Show it to me. I don't win. They killed Jesus, so he ain't even. They killed. They come on, man. Show me where.
Yes, sir.
So I can hear you. Where everybody gotta die. I hear you. But show me where that was the cause of their death.
Exactly.
So that means the cause of their death was their action. So they didn't have to die if they didn't cause their death. That means they would still be here. So we have the love of self. We will, every step we take, every move we make, every breath that we inhale and exhale, it will be to preserve. It won't be wrong. We would never eat wrong. We would never drink wrong. We would never breathe wrong. We would never put ourselves in a dangerous predicament. We would, man, because we love ourselves.
Right.
So we can't say self-preservation is the first fucking, excuse my language, law of nature in black people. What is going on with us then? It must mean we're not in tune with our nature, because we are leading in all of the categories of death. And self-preservation is the first law. Are we not applying it, or don't we not know it?
We're not applying it. We know it.
See, because that's the first law of nature. Everything. We can't say that. That's great. Go ahead,
Sue. We're going on these temporary and false fixes, you know, something that feels good at the time, but then in the long run, you know, it's not good for us. and we have to stop that, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
Alcohol, drugs, popping pills, or, you know, not even to that degree, just eating the wrong food.
All of that.
Yeah.
Or eating the right food at the wrong time.
Right. Or the wrong combination of foods. A lot of us don't know.
Right.
You know, we think fruits are vegetables and vegetables are fruit.
Right. Because we believe a commercial. If you hit this oil, if you put this oil in your life, your mind will be strong enough to discern between bull crap and truth. When we say in the Quran that we hurl truth at falsehood until it knocks its brains out, and we know that falsehood has been added into our brain, hurl these life essences at that falsehood in your brain. And
we have somebody in the chat. Their name is I Am the Universe, and this person says, "We know what Allah implies, but what does Allah entail? We learn something new every day. Death is a Caucasoid concept. There is no word for death in ancient Kemet. Death," and he spelled it out, D-E-A-T-H, and health, H-E-A-L-T-H. So the D and the H are interchangeable.
I'm with that. I don't believe in death. I mean, we're atoms. You can't kill energy. That's because these are, and this is on using the stuff that people say we are. We are energy. Okay, we are atoms. Yeah. See, this is true. Well, you can't kill energy. So where's death at?
Mm-hmm.
Where's pain?
Exactly.
See, where's anger and mad and sad? Where? It's none of this stuff. And I mean, see, we have to. It's like we're mixing science with commercials because that's what we being sold.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying? Because the commercials, they know what they're doing. They know, they done did the study. Almost every commercial has went through a study group before we see it. So they already know the reaction. So if they say, if they put the pomegranate and they say this is the new super, if you got cancer, it's a free radical analyze, I forgot how the commercial go, but that pomegranate, that palm juice stuff.
Yeah.
Man, listen to me, family.
Brother Sean, hold that thought.
Go ahead.
We have a caller. I want to get him in before the show
ends.
Go ahead,
sis. Go ahead.
Area code 813-5776.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam. Praise be to Allah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is Sister Yatira, and my God, I've been on the show since the beginning. I just was, y'all full, I could tell, so I just was letting it ride out before I said anything, but this is absolutely beautiful and powerful, enlightening.
Praise be to Allah.
It makes people have to think. And what y'all was just touching on as far as, you know, do we actually believe a thing or are we not applying it? It made me think, like, when you believe and when you know something, rather, when you know something, it's going to, you almost not act on it properly when you know a thing. So we may have heard something or may have, you know, have some kind of familiarity towards something.
Yes, ma'am.
Right, praise be to Allah, sis. Thank you. And but when you know a thing, you act accordingly. So we have to, just like y'all were saying with the how incense work and how these oils work, I'm thinking, my mind is going as y'all are speaking, and it's like that's the word, you know. The word became flesh. We have to ingest the word. You know, we got to understand it. We have to make it into flesh. You know, it became the same way that Allah said, kum faya kum, be, and it is. When he says be, it's the process still. So in this process of hearing about these oils, essential oils, and how it works and what does it mean, we may hear it, but we really have to digest it. We have to study. We got to try it. We got to make it manifest into our lives. We got to make all this real, because the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad are right and exact. You know, we have to apply them, though. You know, we got to test. We got to make it real for ourselves, and not just, man, I think it was Brother Minister Ishmael who said it a while ago, but we can't continue to live off of the faith of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. You know, we have to, you know, his faith is what got us here, but now we got to take it to the next level. So with these oils, it's like, you know, with all of it, this is all, everything is related. It's all making sense. It's all connected. So it's like, we got to take all of this to the next level. You know, everything that we got, or whatever basic understanding we have, is on some kind of surface level. So we got to keep going with it back to our Godhood. We, man, this is deep. This is heavy, because it's like, we got trillions of years distance from, you know, thousands of years from where we were, you know, from our state of Godhood. We talking about, you know, over 20,000 years. You know what I'm saying? So it's like we gotta get back to that, but it's gonna be a process. But we gotta take it, ingest it, digest it, understand it, make it manifest, make it flesh. You know, we gotta do it for ourselves. Right. Y'all are doing a wonderful job, so I'm excited. Thank y'all. I'm gonna get it's my oils now.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, sis, for tuning in.
Yes, thank you. And man, you know, she took my live stream, because I was gonna. That's where I was gonna do a live stream on tonight. Was the difference in the power and the difference in belief and knowing. And like she said, you act differently when
you know.
Right, because a belief can be proven wrong. You don't know if it's right or not. And in your mind knows this, whether you realize it or not. Your mind knows that a belief can be proven wrong, because it's not. It's something that you believe in, something that you don't know. You're taking a chance.
Right.
No. You see, and you know that you believe that man
is God. That you know. You're right.
But
I am the best knower. Right.
Right. See, but the power that in the energy that your body produces from both of those thoughts are significantly different. So that's where you see a believer in anything in life. After 20 years, you are an expert at that. So when you see a believer, particularly in the only teachers in the world that teach you are God, what brings rain, hail, snow, and earthquakes? All of the above are caused by the Son of Man. Listen to me, man. So this is the only teaching where you sit at home and wait on that mystery God emphatically. So we already know everybody that comes in. So after 20 years, we are supposed to be saying kum fa kum and making that individually. You should, in 20 years on your job, we got believers that have retired since they've been in the nation on their job. They got 20, 25 just on their job and retired and still in the nation. But I'm just saying it as a comparison. With 20 years, you are an expert at whatever you're doing. Within 20 years, we should be able to make manifest God that we are. Kun Fa Kun is how you make it manifest, because that's all God got to do is say be, and it is.
Be, and it is. Right.
Get these oils, clear your mind, so you can have increase your mental power to say be, and your body will be physically stronger to make it is.
That's right. Praise be to Allah.
We got like a minute left.
We're right at 8 o'clock. We ended on time tonight.
Thank you all,
callers, for tuning in. Thank you. We really appreciate you for taking an hour out of your precious time to tune in and listen to us. And tune in next week. We do this every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, the Health and Wellness Power Hour. Any closing remarks, Brother Shine?
No, salam alaikum. Thank y'all. Beautiful show, sis.
All right. Yes, sir. Wa alaikum salam.